French President Nicolas Sarkozy said today that Christian minorities in the Middle East are victims of religious cleansing. His comments came as millions of Coptic Christians in the region celebrate a muted Christmas today after last week's bombing of a Coptic church in Alexandria, Egypt, which killed more than 20 people. The Coptics, the main Christian group in Egypt, increased security ahead of the holiday, draping their churches in police tape rather than festive decorations. Authorities checked the IDs of those entering and their wrists as well, because many Egyptian Christians bear the tattoo of a cross. Magdi Abdelhadi is the BBC's Middle East editor. And Magdi, your thoughts on these comments from the French president. Is this violence presumed to be religious cleansing?
I wouldn't be surprised if many Christians in the region would identify with this description. However, there is a risk that the more Western leaders or the Western general tries to stand up to the rights of Christians and adopt them, present them as if they were protégés, their protégés, the greater the danger, because that could very well play into the hands of the fundamentalists, who very much like to see the Christians as part of the other, they're not us. So rather than healing, it might actually deepen the rift. When they try to present themselves as the protectors of Christians in the Middle East, they tend to forget, it seems, that Christianity is germane to the Middle East. It started in the Middle East, and Christians of the Middle East are part and parcel of the Middle East.
So you're saying it could be seen by the fundamentalist as reaffirming their belief that it's an us versus them.
Absolutely, battle. And they will use it. I mean, actually, the Egyptian government has already reacted angrily to the Pope's comments that Christians in Egypt and in the wider Middle East need protection, saying that this is a form of interference in our affairs.
Well, what is going on here, Magdi? Help us understand it. Is this an ongoing animosity between Muslims and the Coptics, or has this recently flared up?
Well, this is an old running conflict, of course, in the Middle East and in Egypt in particular, that gotten worse due to a number of factors. One of them is the rise of political Islam, the post 9/11 world, where still to a large extent many people think that there is a conflict between a Christian West and a Muslim East. This is the view of Al-Qaeda. And I think it's important to emphasize first that what happened in Alexandria was not so much a sectarian conflict. It was primarily an attack by a still largely unknown group. Many believe it's affiliated with Al-Qaeda or shares with Al-Qaeda its own the Al-Qaeda ideology. It is not Muslim neighbors killing Christian neighbors. While this has happened in the past, what happened in Alexandria was something unprecedented, really, in Egypt. This was a militant group bombing a Christian church in Alexandria. But the conflict goes back to re-emergence or the emergence of political Islam, the movement that tries to redefine societies, the predominantly Muslim societies of the Middle East, as Islamic, that have to be ruled by Islamic Sharia in an exclusive way, so that Christians, Jews, or people of, or Shias even, because it's a mainly Sunni movement, they will be second-class citizen. And in the hands of violent groups who subscribe to the same idea, it gives them sort of a green light that you can do whatever you like with Christians.
Well, Magdi, what's your sense of what happens going forward? Because we've seen Coptic Christians protest quite loudly. You know, they're not going to sit still for more attacks, it would seem. So what do you see happening going forward?
Well, it very much depends, as far as Egypt is concerned, how the government will deal with this. Will they continue to deal with it as a security issue and put the lid on all discontent and resentment and keep telling everybody, oh, we're just all Egyptians, there's no difference between Muslims and Christians? Or will they actually, for once, address genuine Christian grievances? Because if they do that in the area of the right to build churches, when it comes to employment and high government offices, etc., if they do address these grievances, then they actually pull the rug from under all kind of militant groups who try to use the religious issue. If they don't, then tension will continue, possibly escalate, and what happens next could be even worse from what has happened so far.
Magdi Abdelhadi, the BBC's Middle East editor. Magdi, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.